In order to pursue his dream of playing professional football in the future, Airdrie quarterback Ben Clawson is moving to the United States to attend a private prep school with an elite athletics department. The sophomore quarterback will spend his grade 11 year in Lilburn, Georgia, studying at the Providence Christian Academy and playing for the school's 5A football team, the Providence Christian Storm, under the tutelage of new head coach Joe Sturdivant. Clawson, who was the starting pivot for the Burt Church Chargers in his grade 10 season last fall, said the opportunity to attend the Georgia-based private school arose after he was scouted when trying out for the Alberta U16 team last summer. After a visit to the Providence Christian campus and a meet and greet with Sturdivant, he said he knew the Storm was the right program for him. "I like his philosophies and his style of offense," Clawson said. "He had a lot of interest in me and was committed to helping me develop. I just thought it was the right fit." Providence Christian is known for its athletics programs. Its boys' basketball program is one of the top-ranked prep teams in Georgia, according to Clawson. "Now they're trying to do that with their football program, bringing in this coach," he said. "I'm very excited to be a part of it." Clawson said he will likely move to Lilburn in mid to late July in order to attend the Storm's preseason training camp before the school year and the football season kick off in August. Playing the rest of his high school career in the southern United States, where football is akin to a religion, will provide Clawson a better opportunity to fulfill his dream of securing a NCAA Division I scholarship, he noted. "That's my goal, to play Division I and continue my football career as far as I can," Clawson said. "I think this will give me the best shot at fulfilling those aspirations, so that's why I'm taking a run at it." Burt Church football coach Tony Lucas said the Chargers will certainly miss Clawson on the gridiron and in the locker room next season, but he added the school is rooting for the sophomore quarterback to succeed. "What can you do? If someone has an opportunity, they have to take it," he said. "We're just wishing the best that it work out for him, and that he remembers us when he's famous." He added Clawson has the technical and physical skills needed to be a great quarterback, but what makes him stand out are his competitive drive and his love for the game. "I've coached a lot of quarterbacks over the years, and would have to say he's right at the top when it comes to competitiveness and wanting to achieve," Lucas said. "He just loves the game. Those two things really made it enjoyable to coach him." The Burt Church head coach also touted Clawson's toughness, using an example from last season of him muscling his way into the end zone on a key play for a Chargers touchdown, despite taking some lumps from the opposing defenders as an example. "We had a game this year where he got knocked out at halftime scoring a touchdown where he ran over three guys in the last play of the half," he said. "If we don't get that touchdown, we don't win the game." Before Clawson makes the move south, he will enjoy one final hurrah of local football, as he gets set to play for the Airdrie Raiders midget team this spring, alongside many of his Burt Church teammates. The grade 10 student-athlete said he wants to thank his family, his coaches, and his teammates for helping him along his football journey, adding the opportunity to attend Providence Christian Academy wouldn't be possible without them. "My teammates at Burt and my coaches there as well, they helped me get the film I needed so these schools have interest in me," he said. "I'm going to miss them a lot, but they're the main reason I have this opportunity and I'm really thankful for that."